弟兄姐妹们平安。今天的经文是彼得前书第三章十三至十七节。你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，你要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人，存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何事上被毁谤，就在何事上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好品行的人自觉羞愧。神的旨意若是叫你们因行善受苦，总强如因行恶受苦。
Good afternoon, it's good to be here today.
下午好，非常高兴能来到这里。
Friends, in the spring of 2005, a young man called Clark died in a car crash in the United States.
2005年的春天，一个名叫 Clark 的年轻人在美国乡村的道路上死于车祸。
He was a close friend of a pastor from the United States, Bill Hybels. He was a good friend of Bill's son.
这个人他是美国一个非常有名的牧师叫 B.R. Hybels, 他的儿子的朋友。
And the young man had recently become a Christian, was changed by Jesus, and was thinking about full-time ministry.
这个年轻人他刚刚成为一个基督徒，他的生命上从完全的被主改变了，他正在考虑着能够全时的去服侍主。
And Bill was asked to speak at the funeral to bring a message of hope.
那么比尔呢就被要求呢在葬礼上呢发言，能够给会众说一些鼓励的话，希望的话。
Clark's family members were not Christians. They did not go to church. They did not believe in God.
就是克拉克的所有的家人都不是基督徒，他们从来没有去教会的。
They finished the service, then they went to the graveside to lay the body in the grave.
你知道葬礼结束之后，他们去墓地，然后把这个棺材呢放进这个墓穴里。
As the body was being laid in the grave, everyone was weeping, everyone was crying. It was a terrible time.
你知道当这个棺材进入到坟墓的时候，每个人都在撕心裂肺的哭，你可以听见人的哭声。
Clark's father went to Pastor Bill and said, Bill, it can't end like this. Please do something. It just can't end like this.
这 Clark 的爸爸他还不是个基督徒，他就扶在这个 B.R. 的肩膀上，他是哭，他就说B.R. 啊，真的生命难道就这么结束了吗？他说真的，请你做的什么，生命不能就这么结束了。
So he asked to pray one last prayer.
那 B.R. 呢就问他是不是可以再做一次的祷告。
And in the prayer, he explained that because of Jesus' resurrection and Clark's faith in Christ, he was already with God in heaven.
这个在他的祷告里呢，这个比尔呢就说，因着耶稣的复活，因着克拉克他相信了主，他在基督里面有信心，他已经在神的面前。
And if the family believed in Jesus too, they would be reunited with him in heaven.
如果他们的家人也都信主的话，他们可以在天堂上将与耶稣永远的团聚。
He said, the doors of the kingdom of God are open to every single person, no matter who you are, what you've done, you are welcome to join God's family.
神的国是向每个人打开的，不管你过去是什么，或者你做了什么，你只要信主，你就可以来得到永生。
It doesn't have to end like this. Christ can bring hope in the midst of tragedy.
生命不必就像这样结束的，耶稣为所有信他的人带来了盼望。
And we have the privilege, if you are a Christian and I'm a Christian, we have the privilege of sharing God's good news with other people so they can find hope.
如果不管你是基督徒或者不是基督徒，我们都有这个权利来分享这个福音。
And we are sent with power to proclaim the good news.
我们被差遣，我们带着圣灵的能力来传讲这个福音。
The first thing we want to remember is that we are empowered by the Holy Spirit.
头一个事情就是我们想要记得，我们是受圣灵的，带着圣灵的能力的。
We don't go in our own strength. We go in God's strength.
我们不是靠着自己的力量，我们乃是靠着神的力量。
Acts chapter 1 verse 8, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth.
使徒行传的一章的八节说，但圣灵降临在你们的身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
If you're a Christian, the Holy Spirit lives in you.
如果您是基督徒的话，圣灵住在你的里面。
And it gives you power.
他给你力量。
It gives you enabling.
给你啊，嗯，做的能力。
It gives you strength.
他给你啊，能力。
It gives you courage.
他给你胆量。
It gives you boldness.
他给你勇气。
And it gives you the words to speak.
他给你说话的说的话语。
We're to take the gospel to Nauru.
我们要把福音带给南威。
To our city of Sydney.
我们要带给我们的城市悉尼。
To our nation of Australia.
带给我们的国家澳大利亚
and to the ends of the earth.
我们知道把它带到地极。
It's interesting that after Jesus was arrested, he was crucified on a cross, all the disciples ran in fear.
你知道在耶稣被逮捕之后 当他钉十字架的时候他的门徒都在恐惧中四散了。
Peter denied Jesus three times.
彼得否认了耶稣三次。
And yet when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples on the day of Pentecost, everything changed.
你知道当五旬节那一天圣灵浇灌在门徒身上的时候一切就都改变了。
In Acts chapter 2, Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, preaches the gospel with power and truth and passion.
在使徒行传的第二章彼得被圣灵充满他带着圣灵的能力还有热情来传讲真理的福音。
And at the end of the sermon, he says this in verse 36,Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. God made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Messiah, Lord and Christ.
当他在讲到结束的时候，他说：“说故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。”
When the people heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles' brothers, "What shall we do now?"
众人听见这话，觉得心里扎心。他们就对彼得和其余的使徒说：“弟兄们，我们当怎么行呢？”
And Peter, filled with the Holy Spirit, says, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins."
彼得被圣灵充满，就说：“你们个人要悔改，奉耶稣基督的名受洗，叫你们的罪得赦，就必领受所赐的圣灵。
And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
你就会领受圣灵的能力。
The promise is for you and your children, for all who are far off.” For all whom the Lord our God will call.
因为这应许是给你们和你们的儿女，并一切在远方的人，就是主我们的神所招来的。
Peter denied Jesus, now he proclaims Jesus.
你知道以前啊，彼得否认耶稣，现在他来传讲耶稣。
And what happened when the Holy Spirit came? 3,000 people believed and were baptized.
你知道当圣灵降临的时候发生什么事情吗？那天3,000人受洗成为基督徒。
They became the first church of Jesus Christ.
他们成了当时最初期的教会。
They enjoyed the favor of all the people, Acts chapter 2 says.
在第二章，他们得众民的喜悦。
And God added daily to the church those who were being saved.
主将得救的人数天天加给他们。
It's miraculous.
这真的是神奇的。
The Holy Spirit gives power to proclaim.
圣灵赐给他们能力来传讲的福音。
And he works in the hearts of people to draw them to God.
他在人们的心中工作，为的是把人们来引向神。
In 2 weeks' time, 4 people will be baptized in this church.
再过两星期，四个人要在这里受洗。
2 at the Mandarin service.
两个在我们中人的聚会里。
And 2 people at the night service.
两个晚上的聚会里。
It's good news. God has been at work by His Spirit to bring people to God.
这是好消息。神在我们的中间做工，要把人带向神。
And God has used some of you to evangelize, to teach them, and to help them come to Jesus.
神就是用我们中间的弟兄姊妹来给别人传讲福音。
Notice that when you trust in Christ, become a Christian, you need to be baptized.
你知道，当你信靠耶稣的时候，你应当受洗。
Baptism is the outward sign that you have died to your old life and have now become a follower of Jesus.
受洗呢是一个外在的记号，证明你向自己。过去时能够在耶稣基督里面得着重生。
Don't be scared, don't be shy, don't put it off.
不要害怕，也不用害羞，也不要拖延。
Friends, the Holy Spirit convicts people of sin.
你知道圣灵让人知罪。
You don't have to win an argument. Yes, there's a place for answering people's questions, but you need to trust in God to work.
你不需要靠着争辩胜过靠着争辩胜过别人。你知道。你只要依靠神的圣灵。
The Holy Spirit converts people, not you or me. We need to relax and witness for Christ.
圣灵呢，它会让人们来知罪，圣灵会改变人，这个人。只要我们来放松，来为耶稣做见证。
Listen to this story.
你来听这个故事。
Martin is a man in his 60s who comes to our 9 o'clock congregation.
Martin 呢是一个60岁的一个老人，也不算老人，他呢在来我们早晨九点的时候的聚会。
A little while ago, he was at Riverwood Plaza and he shared the gospel with a man.
你说以前还是呢，他在六路的这个广场那里跟一个人分享了福音。
The man didn't seem interested.
那人看起来根本不感兴趣。
He went away and he thought he had no impact.
他给他讲了以后，那个人就走了，他觉得这个没有什么改变。
Some months later, the man came back to the Riverwood Plaza.
一个月之后呢，那个人又回到这个六路的广场。
And he saw Martin sitting there.
他看着 Martin 呢，坐在那里。
He went up to Martin and said, "Martin, thank you."
他到跟见了 Martin 说 ，Martin， 谢谢你。
He said, "Why?"
说是为什么谢谢
？Because I've become a Christian now. You told me about Jesus.
他说因为你告诉了我耶稣，我现在成为基督徒了。
I now go to church.
我现在去教会了。
I now go to Bible study.
我也去查经了。
You see, Martin didn't know that his words had any impact.
Martin 根本就不知道他说的话在这个人的身上起了作用。
But he spoke the gospel and prayed.
但是他传讲福音，他祷告。
And some other people have shared the gospel with this man and prayed.
别的人也跟他分享福音，也为他祷告。
And God used different people to bring him to God.
神用不同的人把这个人带到神的面前。
You all have the Holy Spirit in you.
我们每个人都有里面都有圣灵。
You might pray for someone and share the gospel.
为别人祷告，来跟他分享福音。
Then you might meet them.
你可能来遇见他们
share a little bit more, and someone else meets them, shares a little bit more.
你见了他们给他们分享一点，别的人见了他们也给他们分享一点。
Maybe another Christian from another church tells them about Jesus.
可能从别的教会的弟兄基督徒也给他来讲耶稣。
Doesn't matter which church they go to, as long as they come to know Jesus.
不管他去哪个教会，只要他来到耶稣的面前就行。
We can all play a part.
我们每个人都在其中起一部分的作用。
Secondly, some people are gifted evangelists.
但是你知道，有的人呢，他有传福音的恩赐。
One of the spiritual gifts is evangelism.
你知道圣灵的恩赐其中的一个就是传福音。
The Bible says it was he who gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some to be pastors and teachers.
在以弗所书四章的十一节说圣灵所赐的有使徒，有先知，有传福音的，有牧师和教师。
Evangelist is a special gift from God.
你知道传福音呢是从神那里所得的特殊的恩赐。
Timothy was a pastor, and this is what the Apostle Paul writes to him: Keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry.
你说提摩太是个牧师，但是这个保罗给他说，在提摩太后书四章五节说，你需要凡事谨慎，忍受苦难，做传福音的工作，尽你的职分。
So he needs to proclaim the gospel to those who have not heard it yet.
他告诉提摩太，应当向那些个还没有认识耶稣的人来传讲福音。
And in Acts 21 verse 8, we hear that Philip is an evangelist.
你知道在使徒行传二十一章的第八节，那里说到腓力也是一个传福音的人。
It's interesting that the word gospel in Greek is similar to the word evangelist.
你知道传福音的人这个词呢，在英语叫 evangelist， 它在希腊文里呢，给这个 evangel 那个词呢是一个词。
So an evangelist is someone who just tells the gospel.
它这个只是个词尾呢，是新的词尾，就是这个词的意思呢，就是传福音的人。
There are some people who are always sharing Jesus with people. They're gifted evangelists.
有的人是他是有恩赐的传福音的人，他总是给别人来宣讲福音。
Maybe one on one.
有的时候可能是一对一的。
Maybe in a small group.
有的时候可能是一小群的人。
Maybe at work.
有的时候可能在工作的单位上。
Maybe at a party.
有的时候在聚会中。
Maybe as a preacher in front of a large crowd.
有的时候呢是在当一个传道人，他在一群人面前。
I met a friend of mine this week in Leichhardt.Who is running a cafe?
你知道我今这周呢，在莱卡遇到了一个朋友，他在莱卡呢有一个咖啡馆。
I prayed because I knew he had a cafe in Leichhardt. I didn't know where, and I walked up and down the street until I found him. God helped me find him.
他在莱卡有一个咖啡馆，但是我不知道哪里，我就祷告，最后见到了他。
He said to me, "Said Ange, running a cafe is brilliant."
后来他说 ，Ange 啊，你说开一咖啡馆真是太棒了。
I said, why is that, Nassim?
他说那为什么这样呢 Nassim?
So we talk about Jesus all the time.
他说我可以跟别人一直在讲耶稣。
He said, how does that work?
他说那怎么会呢
He said, a man came into my cafe.
他说有的人来到我的咖啡馆了。
I sat down with him and started to talk to him.
他说坐下来就给他讲。
I found out he was Jewish.
他发现他是个犹太人。
So I told him the story of the prodigal son from the Bible.
他说我给他讲这圣经中From a, 浪子回头的故事
from a Jewish perspective.
从一个犹太人的角度
At the end of it, as I was telling him the story, I was in tears, telling him how much God loves him and how the father would welcome the prodigal son home.
他说我跟他讲的时候我的眼泪都下来我讲从一个犹太的这个父亲怎么样把浪子带回的家中来
Then he said another man walked past the cafe the other day.
前几天的时候他说另一个人从这咖啡的馆前面经过
I called him, I said, hi, how are you?
他跟他说嗨你怎么样啊
He said, not now.
那个人说，不，我现在不行。
He was angry, frustrated, kept walking.
他非常生气，然后呢，继续的往前走的。
And Nassim, who has a heart of evangelism, said, well, when you have time, you want to talk, come back.
他就跟他说，如果你将来你有时间的话，你可以回来。
One hour later, he came back.
过了几天之后，他就回来了。
And then they sat for 1 hour and talked about Jesus and how Jesus could help this man.
对，他们开始就是坐下一个小时来谈耶稣的事。
I became a Christian when I was 15.
牧师说他15岁的时候成为基督徒。
It changed my life.
这个整个的改变了他的生命。
I wanted to tell everyone about Jesus.
他尽可能想给所有的人来传福音。
I went to my high school.
他去了他的高中。
I wanted to find a Christian teacher so we can start a Christian group at lunchtime.
他找到了一位基督徒的老师，能够建立起一个基督徒的午餐小组。
I knocked on the door of the staff room. I said, "Excuse me, sir, are you a Christian?"
他去找他去，他说对不起，先生，您是个基督徒吗
？He said, "Yes, I am." I said, "We want to start a Christian group at school."
他说我是，他说我想在学校里建一个基督徒的小组。
We started a group at lunchtime.
他就在这个学校里建立了个基督徒的午餐。
We invited students so they could hear about Jesus.
他把学生们招了来，让他们可以听见耶稣。
When I went to Sydney Teachers College to try to be a mathematics teacher, I got involved with the Christian group.
他去悉尼的教育学院，然后在那里呢来传福音。
We tried to reach the Teachers College for Jesus.
他们设法的来给那些个教师学院的人来传福音。
Why? Because people need Jesus, right?
为什么呢？因为人们需要耶稣。
University students need Jesus.
大学的学生们他们需要。
They need hope.
他们需要盼望。
Who else is going to tell them?We're going to tell them. And I worked with other students, and we ran special meetings and outreaches, and we reached people for Jesus.
他说我们就组织学生们来给他们传讲福音。
You know when you have an evangelist, you know why?
你知道当为什么你成为一个传福音的人
？Always talking to someone about Jesus.
老是这个传福音的人老是给别人讲耶稣。
You catch a taxi to go from one place to another, a 30-minute trip, and you know what the evangelist is thinking?
你知道，如果你要是像一个你是坐出租车，你知道那个一万里似的，就是传福音的这么想，他就是半个小时的路程，他会。
How can I turn the conversation so I can tell him about Jesus?
我怎么样让我的说话能够使得能够转向耶稣这个话题
？There's one man I know who caught a taxi and he went to the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
有一个人呢，他去坐着出租车去这个悉尼大桥那儿。
He's talking to the taxi driver, trying to talk about Jesus, but the taxi driver was not interested.
他设法的给这出租车的司机呢讲耶稣，可是那个出租汽车的司机根本对耶稣不感兴趣。
He prayed, he tried to share Jesus, the man was not interested.
他设法呢来讲耶稣，可是那个人就不感兴趣。
They got next to underneath the bridge.
他们到了那个桥底下，悉尼桥底下。
The man said to the taxi driver, "That's a beautiful bridge."
他给这个人说你看这个悉尼大桥是个非常辉煌的大桥。
And the man said, taxi driver, it's a good bridge.
出租汽车司机说是，很好的大桥。
And the Christian said, can I tell you about the best bridge in the world?
他说我能不能给你讲一个世界上更好的大桥啊
？Sure, he said, what's the best bridge in the world?
他说那个出租汽车司机说当然了，那是世界上最好的大桥啊。
Said it's the bridge that takes a holy God and sinful men and women and brings us back together.
他说：“这个更好的大桥是让一个有罪的人给一个神圣的神连接起来的。”
And he said, "You know, God made us for a relationship with Him, but our sin separates us from God. We're opposite sides."
他说：“因为神创造人，但是我们人犯了罪了，我们跟神隔绝起来，我们成为两个不同的地方的。”
But Jesus dies on the cross, so we can cross over from sinners to God's side.
但是耶稣为罪人而死，所以让我们这个罪人从地狱可以到天堂上去。
By faith in Jesus.
就是靠着信耶稣，你就可以得救。
He's sitting in a taxi under the bridge, telling him about Jesus.
他就坐在出租车里啊，在那个信大桥下给他讲耶稣。
Some of you go down to the street and hand out information to people. Praise God for that. You have the heart of an evangelist.
如果你要是啊，到街上去，带着这个传单去给别人来传福音，你就是一个有这个传福音的这种心态。
Encourage the evangelists.
我们鼓励你们成为
传福音的。Pray for them.
为他们祷告。
Let them loose for the kingdom of God.
让他们啊释放出去，来为了福音的缘故。
We are not all evangelists, but we can all witness for Jesus. This is the third point.
我们虽然不都是传福音的人，但是我们每个人都可以为耶稣做见证。
We can all look for open doors, know the gospel, and promote Christ through our words and our actions.
我们啊，总是可以发现敞开的门，用我们的言语，用我们的行为来给他们来讲耶稣。
1 Peter chapter 3 says the following. I'll just let Liambo read these verses. 13 to 17.
OK, 他说彼得前书十三章到十七节。
那 just read the whole thing.
Read the whole thing. OK, 你们若是热心行善，有谁害你们呢？你们就是为义受苦，也是有福的。不要怕人的威吓，也不要惊慌，只要心里尊主基督为圣。有人问你们心中盼望的缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。存着无愧的良心，叫你们在何时上被毁谤，就在何时上可以叫那诬赖你们在基督里有好平行的人自觉羞愧。神的旨意若叫你们因行善受苦，总抢入因行恶而受苦。
I like verse 15. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. Be ready to speak.
我喜欢第十五节，他那里说有人问你们心中盼望的言语缘由，就要常做准备，以温柔敬畏的心回答个人。
Be strong, don't be afraid.
你要刚强，不要害怕。
Be a relaxed, natural Christian.
你要做一个放松的，做一个天然的基督徒。
Let God talk, be natural to you.
让神啊，借着你自然的说话。
In our 9 o'clock congregation, one man told us this story.
在啊，我们九点的聚会的时候，有个人讲这样一个故事。
He's an accountant. He was at work. He was at work, an accountant.
啊，他是在一个，他做一个啊 ，accountant， 在工作上。
And the man said to him, "What did you do last night?"
他问啊，你啊，昨天干什么了
？He said, "Last night I went to Bible study."
他说昨天呢，我去查经了。
Oh, what do you do a Bible study? He said.
他说那么在查经上做什么呢
？And then Nick had a chance to tell him about Jesus.
这呢 ，Nick 呢就开始给他们讲耶稣。
Just bring up God and Jesus in normal conversation.
就是在一个平常的对话上，就可以把人带到耶稣的面前来。
But do what he says with gentleness and respect.
但是你做这样，要以一种温柔、一种尊重人的方式来分享。
Don't shout or get angry with people.
不要叫，不要大叫，不要啊，对给别人生气。
Don't be rude.
不要粗鲁。
Listen to the other person and their ideas.
你要听对方的意见。
Treat people with respect.
你要啊。对待别人的时候，要用尊重的心。
Colossians 4:2-6 says a similar thing.
在哥罗西书四章的二到六节说了同样的事情。
Says devote yourselves to prayer, being watchful and thankful.
你们要恒切祷告，再次警醒感恩。
And pray for us too, that God may open a door for our message, so that we may proclaim the mystery of Christ for which I am in chains.
要为我们祷告，求神给我们开传道的门，能以讲明基督的奥秘。我为此被捆锁。
Pray that I may proclaim it clearly as I should.
叫我按着该说的话，将这奥秘发明出来。
Be wise in the way you act toward outsiders. Make the most of every opportunity.
你们要爱惜光阴，用智慧与外人交往。
Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you know how to answer everyone.
你们的言语要常常带着和气，好像用盐调和，就可知道该怎样回答个人。
Says be wise and seize the opportunities.
这里说你要明智，要充分的利用各样的机会。
But your words full of grace.
让你的话语满了恩典。
Loving words, generous words.
充满啊啊啊爱的话语，充满恩典的话语。
Throw some salt on top. What does that mean?
啊，你要用好像用盐调和，这个什么意思呢
？Salt adds flavor, creates interest.
你知道加上盐的话，这个啊，这个用盐调味就增加了味道。
say things that will surprise people and they will want to know more about God.
你要说的话呢，啊，让人感兴趣，使得人们愿意来听耶稣的事情。
A few years ago, I was at a wedding reception and we were sitting around in the table.
你知道，啊，在几年前呢，我在一个婚礼的招待会上，那里，啊，有个很大的桌子。
I had a long conversation with a woman next to me and we started to debate a little bit.
你知道，我给，啊，给我旁边的一个妇女呢，来讲，讲话，我们开始有些讨论。
Her husband, who was sitting on the other side of the table, he said, I think Christianity is a psychological crutch for those who can't handle life.
她的丈夫呢，坐在桌子的另一边，他说，我认为基督教是那些不能处理现实生活的人的心理拐杖。
In other words, Christians are weak people that can't handle life.
用另一句话说，就是基督徒是个软弱的人，他们不能处理现实问题。
What would I say?
那么牧师说，我该怎么
说？ Everyone now was listening.
啊，这个桌子上每个人都在听。
It was a challenge.
它对我来是一个挑战。
And I simply said, that's not why I'm a Christian.
他就说了，他说，这不是我成为基督徒的原因。
I'm a Christian because I believe that Jesus lived in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago.
他说，我是个基督徒，因为我知道耶稣在2000年前生活在耶路撒冷。
He healed the sick, he raised the dead, he drove out demons.
他啊，治病，他赶鬼，他医治有病的人。
He was nailed to a Roman cross where he died.
当他死的时候，他被罗马人钉死在十字架上。
They placed him in the tomb.
他们把他放在坟墓里。
On the third day, God raised him from the dead.
第三天，神让他从死里复活。
And if you believe in him, you can have eternal life. If you refuse to believe in him, you'll suffer eternal death.
如果你要相信的话，你可以得到永生；如果你拒绝相信他，你就可以承受永死的代价。
So the evidence for the resurrection is compelling. That's why I'm a follower of Jesus.
你知道耶稣复活的证据是令人信服的。这就是我为什么相信耶稣的原因。
You have to be ready to answer people's questions, right?
你得应当心里有准备来回答别人的问题。
Prayerful and know the word of God so you can answer their questions.
你要祷告，你要对神的话语熟悉，你就可以回答别人。
Let me tell you about another person, Steve. Steve was a plumber and he was not a Christian.
我告诉另一个人，啊，这个斯蒂文是个管子工，他不是个基督徒。
He didn't like Christians, he called them hypocrites.
他不喜欢基督徒，他称为基督徒是啊伪君子，假冒伪善的人。
They say one thing, they do something else.
啊，基督徒常常说一句 说一件事情，或者做的呢，跟说的完全不一样。
He had one Christian friend.
他有一个基督徒朋友。
They would go cycling together on their bikes.
他们呢啊一起呢骑自行车。
And one day he complained to his Christian friend. He said, "You know, all these Christians, they're all hypocrites. I don't like any of them."
啊，他的这个 Steve 啊，对他的朋友就说了，我不喜欢基督徒。这一去教堂的人都是伪君子。
And the Christian said, "Come on, mate, don't worry about those people. God will look after them. You worry about yourself and God."
啊，那个时候呢，他的朋友就跟说了，这是得了火线，你不要担心那些人，神会照顾他们的。你要为自己和神的事情，你担心就好了。
Then they kept riding.
他们继续的，两个人默默的骑自行车。
The Christian forgot what he had said, and they just kept riding.
啊，这个基督徒已经忘了他说什么了，继续的骑自行车。
But Steve remembered those words.Worry about yourself and God.
但是斯蒂文听着这话就收心啊，他是也想到啊，你不要去关心别人，你要关心你自己，关心神的事情。
He couldn't forget those words.
他再也不能忘掉这句话了。
He went home that night. He still couldn't forget those words.
他回到家里，他仍然不能忘掉这句话。
God convicted him of his own sin.
神来在这时候让他自己知道他自己的罪。
The next day, Steve, the skeptic.The atheist went off to church.
你知道第二天，斯蒂夫这个啊不信派啊这个无神论者，他去了教堂。
And he devoted his life to Christ.
他把他的生命献给基督。
The next time he went riding on his bike with his Christian friend, he said, "Hey, listen, thank you for what you said last time. I became a Christian because of that."
下次他们再一次啊骑车的时候，他告诉伙伴说，哎，我已经成为基督徒了，谢谢你上周给我说的话。
His Christian friend didn't even remember what he'd said.
这个他的朋友都记不清他说什么话了。
God can use the word spoken, even if we don't remember them, to touch people's lives and change them. Just keep sharing the gospel.
你只要继续的传福音就行了。尽管有的时候你忘了说什么话，但是神会用你说的话来改变别人。
People have said to me, when I become Christians, when you said this in your sermon, God really touched me. I don't remember what I said.
啊，有的人可以说啊，在你的讲道里你说的话，这个话触动了我。他说我根本都不知道我到底说什么了。
But God can take the words.And use them to change lives.
但是神可以把这话使用这话来用这话来改变别人。
One of the most useful explanation of the Christian gospel is this one.
啊，一个啊最啊简单的分享福音的福音，分享福音的啊方式就这样。
People say to me, "You must be religious," and I say, "No, religion kills. It's terrible."
啊，有的人说你一定是有宗教的，他说我呢不是宗教的，因为宗教有宗教太可怕了，因为他能把人杀掉。
And they go, "What? What do you mean?"
他那人就惊奇了，什么？你说什么意思？
They're salty words, right? Throw a bit of salt on, create some interest.
他说我这就是用盐调和的话语，让说的话呢带着盐，让别人激起兴趣。
Said religion is terrible. It kills. It doesn't lead to heaven.
他说啊，这个宗教是太可怕了，因为它并不能把人带到天堂去，它能杀了人。
But you're a pastor. What do you mean religion is terrible?
你是个牧师，你说这话什么意思？
Because religion is what you do to try to get yourself to God, but you can never do enough.
他说呢啊，宗教呢是你靠着自己的行为做的好事上天的，但是你永远做不好。所以说永远上不了天堂。
We all fall short of God's standards.
我们每个人都亏缺了神的标准。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们每个人都亏缺了神的荣耀。
The wages of sin is death.
啊，罪的工价，代价就是死。
If you try to get to heaven on your own just by being good, by going to church or giving money to the poor, you'll never be good enough. Religion kills.
如果你要是老是靠着想着靠自己做一些好事急着上天堂，你是上不了天堂的。因为你永远做不到神要求的那么好。
But Christianity is different.
但是基督教是不一样的。
Christianity is not what you do, but what Christ has done for you on the cross.
基督教不是你做了什么，而是耶稣基督在十字架上所做的工作。
He died to take our punishment.
啊，耶稣死了，来挪去了我们的罪。
He rose again to defeat death.
他第三天从死里复活，竟废掉了死。
He offers us free forgiveness and free relationship.
他给我们啊白白的代价，让我们跟他建立关系，能够得到永生。
Religion kills. Christianity brings life.
宗教杀了人，但是基督却把生命赐给我们。
It's not what you do; it's what Jesus has done.
不是你做了什么，而是耶稣为你做了什么。
3 weeks ago, I was outside in the foyer speaking to a Hindu man.
啊，三星期之前，我在这个那个小区里啊，跟一个新印度人谈话。
His Christian friend brought him to church.
他的基督徒的朋友把他带到教会中来。
I preached there's only one God, we must serve Him.
啊，牧师说我们只有一个神，我们应当来侍奉神。
Hindus have millions of gods.
但是印度教啊，有几百万个神。
I said to him, "How did you find today's sermon?"
啊，他的问说你今天觉得讲到怎么样呢？
Or as long as you don't tell me I'm wrong, some people like millions of gods, some like one God. We can all be right.
啊，他说呢，哎，只要你不告诉我你什么，反正有的人说一个神，但是很多对他们说很多神。
I said if there's only one God, millions can't be right, and if there are millions, one can't be right. Someone has to be wrong.
啊，他说，你看基督徒说是一个神，可是印度徒说一百个神，有一百万个神，但是不可能是，不能都对吧
？I said all right, okay, someone must be wrong.
他说，对，但是一定是某一方面错了。
But no one has ever seen God, so we don't know, he said.
他说，但是我们从来都没有见神，谁不知道到底谁对
？I said, aha.
他说，
We believe that God came to the earth 2,000 years ago. He lived on this earth, so we have seen God, the Son.
他说，但是我们知道，我们所信的神2000年前来到这个世界上，我们认识神的儿子。
Christianity is the only religion which has God come to earth.
基督徒是一个唯一的宗教，告诉人们神来到这个世界上。
And I said He died for us.
他在十字架上为我们死。
Because He loves us.
他爱我们。
And then He said, but that doesn't make sense. Why is someone else dying? How does that help me? Because He didn't do anything wrong. Why did He die? That's not fair. He said.
他说啊，那个更不对了，因为他什么没有做，那他死跟我什么关系呢？
And I said, it's not fair that Jesus died. It's not fair. It's called grace.
啊，他那个人就觉得不公平，但是他说那就是不公平的原因。耶稣为我们死了，然后呢，让我们可以得到永生。
God can forgive our past and give us hope for the future.
神能够饶恕我们过去的错误，能够给我们一个崭新的未来。
And he went, no one has ever told me that before.
那个人说，从来没有人告诉我这样的事情。
I never understood that as a Hindu.
他说，作为一个印度徒，我从来都没有不能理解这样的事情。
And he realized the difference between Christianity and his religion.
他意识到他们的宗教跟基督徒之间的差别。
We are filled with the Holy Spirit and we have power.
我们被圣灵充满，我们有圣灵的能力。
Some of you have the gift of evangelism and just go and share the gospel with everyone.
有的人，我们中间呀有传福音的恩赐，他就是走出去就能给别人传福音。
Even if you don't have the gift, we can all witness for Jesus.
啊，即使你没有传福音的恩赐，我们每个人都可以为耶稣做见证。
Be ready and prayerful for any opportunity God gives you, and to God be the glory.
哎，所以说我们应当心里做准备，我们祷告，当有机会的时候，我们就可以来给别人传。
Amen. Let me pray.
好，我们来祷告。
Thank you, God, for the Holy Spirit.
啊，神啊，我们谢谢你赐给我们圣灵。
We have power to proclaim.
我们有这个圣灵的能力，可以传讲福音。
Thank you for the gift of evangelists.
谢谢你为啊赐给我们传福音的恩赐。
Empower them and enable them as they proclaim the gospel.
啊，赐给他们圣灵的能力，让他们能够来传讲你的福音。
And help all of us, God.
帮助我们每一个人。
To speak to people about Jesus.
让我们给我们周围的人来传讲福音。
To pray for the lost.
为那些个失丧的人来祷告。
To love people and love the hurting.
让我们来爱人，尤其是爱那些个受伤害的人。
May many come to faith in Jesus Christ and find forgiveness and new life.
愿有更多的人在耶稣里面找到饶恕，找到生命。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
奉耶稣的名祷告。